A sniper shot President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas in downtown Dallas today. U.S. Representative Albert Thomas of Texas said both were still alive in a hospital emergency room. And Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. When the president was taken into the emergency room of Park,
she had been hurt.
Was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas. A call also was sent for a Roman Catholic priest. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connally were seriously wounded, but were alive. We repeat that. Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth says both Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were seriously wounded, but were alive.
Secret Service departure from the scene of the shooting. That members of the Kennedy staff were from 15 minutes to a half hour behind in reaching the hospital. It was in...
Yes, that's right. 10 minutes before 1 Eastern Standard Time, that would be just about 4 minutes ago, acting White House Secretary Malcolm Kilduff was asked there at the Parkland Hospital whether President Kennedy was indeed dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet. Kilduff replied, "I have no word now." The president and Senator and Governor Connally are there at the Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. And the news comes pouring into our mutual newsroom on the shooting involving President Kennedy and Texas Governor Connally. Here in Washington, the White House news office said just a moment ago that it had nothing beyond the press information on the shooting in Dallas, Texas. And the press information we're receiving here at Mutual News Washington, we'll relay this information to you and interrupt all regularly scheduled programs to bring you this information. And the information keeps coming in here on the president's, the incident involving the president and the president shot. Here's other information, Justin, from the correspondents traveling with the presidential party. It says President Kennedy apparently was shot in the head. The president fell face down in the back seat of the car. Blood was on his head. Mrs. Kennedy cried, "Oh no," and then tried to hold up his head. Connally, the governor of Texas, remained half-seated, and he slumped to the left. He was seated on that side of Mr. Kennedy. But there was also blood on his face and on the governor's forehead as well. The president and the governor were, as we said, rushed to Parkland Hospital, which is very close to the Dallas Trademark, where the president was scheduled to speak this afternoon. Rear Admiral George Berkeley, the United States Navy, the White House physician, was immediately rushed into Parkland Hospital, and he headed for the emergency room where the president and Governor Connally were taken. These reports, obviously, are without confirmation. We are reading them to you as we receive them from correspondents on the scene. The motorcade there in Dallas was so strung up as the result of the speedy Secret Service departure from the scene of the shooting that members of the staff accompanying President Kennedy were from 15 minutes to a half hour behind in reaching Parkland Hospital, where the president and the governor are right now. It's impossible under the tension at this hospital to assemble a very clear-cut story of the incident because of the burst of gunfire. It took only a matter of seconds there along the parade route that the president was taking on his way from the airport to the mark where he was scheduled to speak when bullets rang out from some part of the mob, I presume. There were 150 to 200,000 people there along the streets in Dallas watching the president's motorcade. Some of the Secret Service agents, we're told, thought the gunfire was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the chief executive's car, and it said that this weapon, or the shot from the weapon, probably came from the grassy knoll to which motorcycle policemen directed their attention as they raced up the slope in front of and alongside the presidential car on its way to the mart. Representative Albert Thomas, a Democrat from the state of Texas, said he has been informed that President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both still alive after having been shot in the assassination attempt. Thomas was standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which the president and the governor were under treatment, and he said he'd been told that the president was still alive but was in very critical condition. And so we have conflicting stories, all of us obviously hoping this latter story is a fact. This news from Representative Albert Thomas of Texas, who is there at the Parkland Hospital, just outside the emergency door where President Kennedy and Texas Governor Connally were taken after having been shot by an assassin's bullet. Mr. Thomas claiming that he's been told that both the governor and the president of the United States were still alive after having been shot in that assassination attempt. He'd been told that the president was still alive, but was in very critical condition. Here's a report from a White House reporter, Merriman Smith, who's with our own mutuals, Bill Costello, there at the scene. He and three other colleagues, along with Kil Duff of the White House, raced to the hospital behind the president's car and arrived at the emergency entrance before litters were brought up to remove the president and the governor from their car. There'll be details on our mutual newscasts. We interrupt all and every program to bring you later details.
This is the Mutual Radio Network.
Spattered all over the limousine, which had been flown in specially to carry the president in a welcoming parade. The driver of the car that was carrying the president was Secret Service man Bill Greer. We understand that a second priest has been escorted into the emergency room at Parkland Hospital where the president is just a few moments ago. At the height of the emergency room drama, a weeping Negro woman bearing a small bloody child rushed into the hospital where a nurse and intern went quickly to her side. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth has said both Kennedy and Connally are seriously, that is, critically wounded, but are still alive. Mrs. Kennedy apparently is safe. Mrs. Connally also is safe at the moment, it has appeared. Both women were stunned. Kennedy, according to a member of his staff, was still alive at 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time. 12:55 p.m. Central Standard Time, a report came that President Kennedy is still alive, according to a member of his staff.
President Kennedy's mother and father in Hyannisport, Massachusetts, were just advised that he was shot. A workman at the Kennedy family compound heard the news on the radio and rushed into the house to tell Mr. and Mrs. Kennedy. Mrs. Kennedy is 72. Her husband, Joseph, who suffered a stroke in December 1960, is 75. The elder Kennedy was napping when informed of the shooting. His niece, Ann Gargan, 32, who is about to leave for Detroit, canceled her trip.
Some of the Secret Service agents with the president when the assassination attempt occurred thought the gunfire was from an automatic weapon fired to the right rear of the chief executive's car, probably from the grassy knoll to which motorcycle policemen directed their attention as they raced up the slope. UPI White House reporter Merriman Smith was in a radio telephone pool car just about eight car lengths behind the president's car. He and three other colleagues, along with Kilduff, raced to the hospital behind the president's car and arrived at the emergency entrance before litters were brought up to remove the president and the governor from their car. When the president was taken into the emergency room, a call was sent out immediately for some of the top surgical specialists in Dallas, and a call at that time was also sent, as we mentioned before, for a Roman Catholic priest. We understand that a second priest has already entered the emergency room. We'd like to repeat that Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth said both Kennedy and Connolly were seriously wounded but alive. And also at 12:55 Standard Time, that's Eastern Standard Time, there came a report, Central Standard Time rather, there came a report from a member of the Kennedy staff saying that the president, though critically and seriously injured, was still alive.
Also, Representative Albert Thomas has said he was informed President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were both still alive after having been shot in an assassination attempt. Thomas was standing outside the corridor of the emergency room in which both Kennedy and Connally were under treatment. He said he had been told that the president was still alive but was in very critical condition. President Kennedy and Governor John B. Connally of Texas have been cut down by an assassin's bullet as they toured downtown Dallas in an open automobile. The president, his limp body cradled in the arms of his wife, was rushed to Parkland Hospital. The governor also was taken to Parkland. Clint Hill, a Secret Service agent assigned to Mrs. Kennedy, said he's dead. As the president was lifted from the rear of the White House touring car, the famous bubble top from Washington, he was rushed to an emergency room in the hospital. Other White House officials were in doubt as the corridors of the hospital erupted in pandemonium. The incident occurred just east of the Triple Underpass, facing a park in downtown Dallas.
There's an important sidelight on the assassination attempt of President Kennedy. News of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy drove the stock market into a quick decline today. The market shaken during the week by the suspension of two respected brokerage houses, one of which was reinstated to dealings today, was beginning a recovery from a steep decline when word of the shots fired at the president in Dallas hit the street.
An important bulletin, President Kennedy was given blood transfusions just a few moments ago at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life after he and Governor John Connally of Texas were shot down in an assassination attempt. Reporters about five car lengths behind the chief executive heard what sounded like three bursts of gunfire. Secret Service agents in a follow-up car quickly unlimbered their automatic rifles. They drew their pistols, but the damage was done. The president was slumped over in the back seat of the car, face down. Connally lay on the floor in the rear seat. It is impossible to tell at once where Kennedy was hit, but bullet wounds in Connally's chest were plainly visible. Other reports say that the president was hit in the head, since blood was seen streaming down his face. There were three loud bursts of gunfire, and Dallas motorcycle officers escorting the president quickly leaped off their motorcycles and raced up. In the turmoil, it was impossible to determine at once whether the Secret Service and Dallas police returned the gunfire that struck down Kennedy and Connally. It was also difficult to determine immediately whether the First Lady and Mrs. Connally were injured.
There is a report from Dallas that the wives of both stricken men, Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy and Mrs. Connally, are both safe at this time. Outside the emergency room in Parkland Hospital, in a buff-walled hallway, anxious members of the White House staff are gathered, including Major General Chester V. Clifton, military aide to the president,
and Brigadier General Godfrey McHugh, an Air Force aide. Also is Mrs. Evelyn Lincoln Kennedy, the President's Secretary, Pamela Tenure, Press Secretary to Mrs. Kennedy, and other members of the staff. They're in a special waiting room not far from the emergency room. Governor Connally was taken to a special operating room in the hospital, but one Secret Service man was heard telling another Secret Service man in the Parkland Hospital Hall that they have not removed the president from the emergency ward because the facilities within that emergency room were entirely adequate for treatment of the president. Some of the best specialists in that part of the country are attending the president at this time, and also two priests have been called, and they are both in the emergency operating room at the bedside of President Kennedy. Another sidelight, the New York Stock Exchange closed operations today after word of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy. This is a bulletin just in. The New York Stock Exchange has closed operations today after word of the assassination attempt against President Kennedy. Please keep your dials tuned right where they are for further information on the assassination attempt against President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas. If you keep your dials right where they are, you'll get all the information, the latest information, right at this spot. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Being an unconfirmed report from the Department of State here in Washington that the President of the United States is dead. This is unconfirmed. We'll repeat it. It's an unconfirmed report from the Department of State just moments ago. They say they've learned that the President of the United States is dead. However, reports from Dallas indicate he's undergone a blood transfusion.
All business at the State Department has stopped. They're gathered around radios, and Mr. Ball, the Undersecretary of State, and Mr. Harriman are consulting at this time. They are trying to reach the Secretary of State, who should be en route from Honolulu to Japan. Charles Batchelor to the State Department.
This is Dick DeFreitas back in New York. The Secret Service indicated that the president had remained in an emergency room, that the governor had been moved into the general operating room. One Secret Service man was overheard to tell another that there was no need to move the president because the emergency facilities were entirely adequate in the emergency room. However, two Roman Catholic priests had been summoned to the emergency room, and President Kennedy was given the last rites of the church. In other associated news, we're advised here at Mutual in New York that sheriff's officers on the scene of the action took a young man into custody and questioned him behind closed doors. Incidentally, Vice President's wife, Mrs. Lyndon Johnson, after a quick check on conditions in the emergency section, said that her husband was unharmed. The Vice President had been riding in the second car of the motorcade. This flash from Dallas. Two priests who were with President Kennedy say that he is dead of bullet wounds. We repeat this flash, just received. Two priests who were with Kennedy say that he is dead of bullet wounds. You will recall just about a minute and a half ago, Charles Batchelder, reporting for Mutual out of Washington, indicated the State Department had thought the president was dead. The president was under heavy Secret Service and police protection all through the Texas trip when President Kennedy and Vice President Johnson had been in the same motorcade as an obvious security measure. They had ridden in separate cars. The Johnson car always had been some distance from the Kennedy car, sometimes by as much as 60 yards. It brings to mind the incident of just 1 week and 1 day ago when President Kennedy and his official family came into New York at Idlewild Airport, and Pierre Salinger announced that security protection was going to be minimized at the time because the president didn't want to involve New Yorkers in a traffic jam. He'd be coming in at just about the 5 o'clock hour. At that time, there was considerable speculation all over the country. Was it wise that the president shouldn't have tight security guards? This is Dick DeFreitas, Mutual News in New York. We take you now to the Mutual Newsroom in Washington. Here we are at Mutual News Washington. The bulletin that Dick DeFreitas read just moments ago from Dallas. Two priests stepped out of Parkland Hospital's emergency ward a few minutes ago, told reporters there that President Kennedy is dead of bullet wounds received earlier during the assassination attempt there in Dallas, as the president and Governor Connally were on their way to the mark where the president had been scheduled to speak. As for the condition of Governor Connally, we have no new reports other than that he was taken to the emergency room. Here it is, flash, Washington. Government sources here in the Capitol say President Kennedy is dead. We repeat, government sources here in Washington, presumably the bulletin heard earlier from the State Department, these government sources say President Kennedy is dead. The president, apparently the victim of a sniper's bullet there in Dallas, Texas, as he and Governor Connally were riding in the famous bubble-top limousine that all of us know so well. They were riding down the avenue toward the mart where the president was to have delivered a speech today. Repeating the bulletin, government sources say that President Kennedy is dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet. Mutual reporter Ken French has just returned to our studios from Capitol Hill, where he spoke with various members of the Congress. Ken, step in here. What was it like up there?
Well, it was just a little over an hour ago that the first flash was received. At first, of course, there was shock and disbelief. One member turned to me and said, "Why would anybody want to do that?" Other senators expressed grief. One told me, "I told my wife on the phone and she fainted." This was the general attitude. Perhaps Senator Wayne Morse expressed the general attitude of the Senate best when he said, I may not be quoting him exactly, but he said, "If there was ever a time for prayer, this is that time."
Excuse me, Ken. I think we have Senator Morse on the line right now. Can we hear that, please?
In this dark, tragic hour, all I can say is what I said on the floor of the Senate. This is the time for every American to pray. Pray for the president and pray for the country.
That was the remark, the comment by Senator Wayne Morse, speaking from Capitol Hill. If I may interrupt, Ken, and repeat the earlier bulletin, government sources here in Washington now say that President Kennedy is dead, the victim of an assassin's bullet. The announcement by the priests in Dallas, Texas, brought audible sobs from a crowd and the scores of newsmen and other citizens there at the emergency room in Parkland Hospital. About 5 minutes ago, a priest had walked from the emergency room where President Kennedy was taken soon after the assassination attempt, and he told reporters that the president was dead. And moments later came this word from government sources, presumably from the State Department, saying that President Kennedy is dead. We'll get some later developments now as we switch back to Mutual News in New York. Here in New York, we repeat the news. President Kennedy and Governor John Connally of Texas were gunned down by a hidden sniper as they drove out of downtown Dallas today in what had been a triumphal motorcade. The president was shot about 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as he and the First Lady drove with Connally to a scheduled luncheon sponsored by Dallas business executives. There's been a report from the State Department, a report from government sources in Washington, and the two priests who were with President Kennedy in the emergency room at Parkland Hospital in Dallas say the president is dead of bullet wounds. We repeat,
Reports say President Kennedy is dead of the bullet wounds fired by an assassin. Just before he died, President Kennedy was given the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church. The president was also given blood transfusions at Parkland Hospital in an effort to save his life. Hospital officials say they had given the president a transfusion of B positive blood from the bank and were calling for fresh blood of that type to have it ready if additional transfusions were needed. However, if these reports of the death of the president are confirmed, there will be no need, of course, for the transfusion.
An assassin's bullet claimed the life of President John Kennedy this afternoon at 12:30 KMNS time in a parade in Dallas, Texas. Vice President Lyndon Johnson was immediately sworn in as the nation's 36th president. Dallas police have captured a prime suspect, Lee Oswald, identified as chairman of a Cuba committee who once sought Russian citizenship. Oswald killed a policeman in a theater before he was subdued and is now being held for questioning. President Lyndon B. Johnson and the body of the slain President Kennedy arrived at Andrews Air Force Base within the past hour. In his first public statement, the new president, Johnson, promised to do his best to meet his new responsibilities with the help of the country and God.
Half-hour headlines have been brought to you by Hutton Tufty, 219 West 7th Street in Sioux City. This has been KMNS Service at 30. Keep in tune with KMNS Total Information News, respected for its reliability.
On Times Square, here is Whitney Bolton.
Broadway, New York. Mazda Lane, sometimes known as Glitter Gulch, is just one more dark American street tonight. Its million lights are dark, its 10,000 hearts of the entertainment world are equally dark. All theaters are closed. Motion picture and legitimate theaters alike, their marquees unlighted and dismal. The president, who gave more to show business in respect, affection, and encouragement than any other in assassination, has become their joined grief. The heartland of American entertainment is broken. This is Whitney Bolton on Broadway.
Here at the White House a few seconds ago, three military buses entered the Northwest Gate on Pennsylvania Avenue, moved inside the White House grounds for about 30 to 40 feet, and then stopped. They're being preceded by a squad car. It is the Honor Guard that is being brought in here. Reporters and cameramen have stopped the buses, and they are taking a great many pictures. There are reporters moving along with the group now, and as they go by through the blinding lights, this is evidently the Marine Honor Guard that is now pulling the car. The caravan has started now to move up alongside and in front, directly in front of the White House itself. The preparations, of course, are being underway for the return of the body of the assassinated president. Earlier, as we mentioned, representatives from St. Matthew's Cathedral arrived here at the White House. They came in with the white altar cloth, candles and candelabras, and of course the small kneelers, which will be placed one on each side of the bier. The Honor Guard buses have now moved out of our eye level, beyond the front of the White House to the south side, and of course this brings the reporters back into the Northwest area once again. We have been watching very, very closely because of the fact that the representatives of St. Matthew's Cathedral have been behind the closed door of the president's office here at the White House, and we are waiting, of course, for the official confirmation as to just when the body will be returned here to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The buses now have moved out of our line of sight, and this is William Evenson at the White House.
The flags of Washington are at half-mast tonight. The hearts of the world are mourning. President Kennedy of the United States is dead, slain by a murderer. The governor of Texas wounded at his side. Newsmen throughout the world are trying to reconstruct the events of the hours that followed the shots, that pierced the body of the man who led this nation. These reports pour into our newsroom here and in New York and across the nation. But the story itself is the mourning of a nation and the grief of a family. First, these are the facts. The 35th President of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, was assassinated by a sniper. He put a bullet in his brain as he rode through downtown Dallas in an open car. Police seized as a prime suspect a pro-Castro former U.S. Marine who once sought citizenship in Russia. He killed a Dallas policeman before he was captured in a movie house 4 miles away. Later reports say that he was seen on the scene of the crime. The man is Lee H. Oswald, denying any connection with the president's slaying. The 46-year-old Kennedy was mortally wounded at 12:31 p.m. That's 1:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He was waving and smiling at a Dallas crowd that totaled a quarter of a million people. He died at Parkland Hospital about 1 o'clock. His wife, Jacqueline, cradled his bloody head in her arms during the frantic but futile dash to the hospital. A grim but composed Lyndon B. Johnson, who had accompanied the president on his 2-day visit to Texas, was sworn in as 36th President of the United States at 1:38 p.m., that's 2:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, in the presidential plane on the runway at Dallas Love Field. The oath of office was administered by a woman federal judge. And the plane winged off to the nation's capital, carrying the new president, the body of John Kennedy, and the widow of the late president. Johnson had been 2 cars behind the president, a Secret Service car between them. He had been with Kennedy and Texas Governor John B. Connally. Had he been there, he might have been killed or injured, too. Connally was riding on the jump seat facing Kennedy in the bubble-top blue Lincoln, its bulletproof glass down in the mild weather. He was wounded by one bullet through the right shoulder. His condition is satisfactory. It came from a window of a Texas school book, the shot that overlooked the main street. Mrs. Kennedy at the present moment is at Bethesda Naval Hospital. She's accompanied by Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, who has gone directly from the ambulance into the building itself. We are advised here from the White House that they will remain at Bethesda Hospital until the president's body is returned to the White House at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. There it will lie in state. For the first hour after 10 o'clock, it will be visited only by the family, and after that, high officials will, for the next hour, witness the president there. That is the story, and the late word from Dallas. Lee Harvey Oswald is dead. He was shot fatally by a vengeance-minded nightclub owner in Dallas. Oswald was rushed by ambulance to Parkland Hospital, to the same emergency surgery ward where the president expired Friday. Now, we take you to Dallas, Texas. Bob Jett of Mutual News, station WRR. In Dallas, Bob Jett.
This is Bob Jett, WRR Mutual News, Dallas, Texas. We have just received a confirmed report from Parkland Hospital that Lee Harvey Oswald has died. Lee Harvey Oswald, the man who assassinated President Kennedy on Friday, is dead. This is a confirmed report from Parkland Hospital in Dallas, Texas. Bob Jett, Mutual News, Dallas, reporting. Among those being questioned is George Simitor, 50 years old, a weightlifter and roommate of Jack Ruby, who is known to reside in a four-room apartment at 223 Ewing Avenue in the Oak Cliff section of Dallas. This is the same general area where Lee Harvey Oswald maintained his tiny room at 1026 South Beckley. Billy DeMar, the MC of the Carousel Club, told the WRR reporter that he did a memory act and definitely remembered seeing Lee Harvey Oswald in the audience at the Carousel Club within the past week or so. Police are checking now to determine if there is any connection between Ruby and Oswald. And Jack Ruby, the Dallas nightclub owner, will be arraigned tomorrow at 2 p.m. on a writ of habeas corpus. The Carousel Club owner will be accused of premeditated murder, a charge that could bring the death penalty under Texas law. Once again repeating, Lee Harvey Oswald died on the operating table in Parkland Hospital at 1:07 Dallas time. 48 hours and 7 minutes after President Kennedy succumbed to shots fired by Oswald. This is Bob Jett, Mutual News, Dallas.